Mervyn O'Donnell, Guido Worm manager, your team have been 1 point winners down here in Mahargallan against St Michael's today. What did you make of that match?
Yeah, okay. I suppose we're delighted with the performance, really, for the second half. First half, we were a bit disappointed, all right. You know, we were a goal down, and I didn't think we were playing well, in fairness. The St Michael's manager, goalkeeper, like Mark Antony there, you know, he's picked off most of his kickouts. Like, and again, it's something that you wouldn't be used to when you come against a very good keeper like that. You know, it's really hard to, to contain, forwards and forward momentum if you're winning all your kickouts. So look, you know, I think we handled it a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, because they were 3 points up at half time, and at different stages they were able to go on little purple patches and get two or three points. But your lads never really panicked and they stuck to their task.
Yeah, I think that was the major thing about it, that we didn't panic, and we picked the pockets when we had to, like, you know, and I suppose the big players stepped up to the mark here, you know, Oren McNeillis and Mael Carl and Nisha and Aidan McGee and these boys. You know, you could see, you know, they knew how to, to when to shoot and when not to shoot, basically, and, you know, the decision making was pretty good when it came down to it, you know, and maybe that was the difference in the end up.
Yeah, because although obviously your star names were impressive there, there was a lot of other maybe less heralded names, and you know, you look at Neil McGee and Darrow Boyle there that are in their 70s today. They weren't playing. The likes of Ethan Harkin, Princess Gallagher, they weren't in there. Nesson McGillivray and had excellent outings.
Yeah, that's what you need to have, you know, as a squad, like, and you, I suppose, you know, you need consistency week in, week out, and I don't think we've been having that, but I suppose the whole, you know, the campaign of last year, and it was really difficult to maintain that type of standard week in, week out. I mean, bodies are tired because of the length of the season last year. But I think we're starting to, you know, realise that we're maybe 8-9 weeks out from championship again, and it's time to step up again. And basically, that's where we're at now, you know.
Yeah, Kilcar won today again. They appear to be in charge on the league front. Is the league title gone, do you think, or what way are you looking at it?
Yeah, look, again, on the Kilcar thing, it looks like they have the league won at this stage, as far as we'd be concerned. Like, you know, and I suppose our main focus was on the league at the start of the year, and it would be very difficult to have it as one of your main focuses. It's nice to be winning week in, week out, but we had to accept that, you know, with the length of time that we played football last year, that we were going to have a lull at some stage. And you know, I think we worked a wee bit more on the strength of the lads pre-season than we did, like, on ball skills and running and stuff like that. So maybe that we've had we have the after effect of that coming with the last few games, the losses that we had because of that, you know.
Yeah, I suppose, like, next week the Super 8s start. It's the business end of the inter-county season, but that also means really that it's probably time to get the house in order and get the Ducks all in a row again for that championship push.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, another tough group. Like, you know, people still say it's another group of death this year. Like, it's the third year in a row for me anyway. But look, again, Unions at home will be our main focus now, and you know, it's getting over that first game is the major hurdle. And you know, the other two games, as I said, none of the two places are easy to go to, St Michael's or Ardra, but we just have to take them game by game, as we always have, and we'll see how it goes.